This is Dr. Mejia again for the patient Yolanda Rosario, medical records 149294, date of birth 4/27/1956. Referring physician, Dr. Holders Montes de Oca, procedure performed EGDN colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, date of the esophageal polypectomy, date of the procedure April 6, 2022, indication, screening for colon cancer, history of colon polyps, abdominal pain, blood in the stool, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, diffuse gastritis, number 2, internal hemorrhage, number 3, diverticulosis coli, number 4, 2 colon polyps removed, paragraph death insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the HEDC, come for the colonoscopy, complications non-immediate, medication as premonitory anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, preparation was good, paragraph. Overall procedure, as per double temps, per paragraph findings, auto findings appear normal, per paragraph esophagus. Esophagus appear normal, per paragraph stomach, there's diffuse patch, erythema, antrum, body biopsy taken by H. pylori, per paragraph duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Biopsies were taken from second portion of the duodenum for celiac disease, per paragraph. Colonoscopy findings, anal rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period, sigmoid descending colon, scattered diverticulosis present, period. In the descending colon, there's a CSAP polyp 10 millimeters removed as necrotic polypectomy, period, paragraph. Splenflexia pyonoma, period, paragraph. In the transverse colon, there's a CSAP polyp about 5 millimeters removed as necrotic polypectomy, period, paragraph. Hepatic flexure appeared normal, period paragraph. Ascending colon cecum appeared normal, period paragraph. Recommendations 1. Follow pathology reports. Number 2. High fiber diet. 3. Fiber supplementation. Next number. Monitor clinical. Next number. Patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. Next number. She's to follow up in G office in 2 to 3 weeks, period paragraph. End of dictation.